A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Tzadi Gimel, Erevin 93b, pagination page 186. Towards the bottom, it's about 18 lines from the bottom. Chamisha Mitztarfin at the beginning of the line, and we begin Bo'i Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia asks the following question. Do you see it? Chamisha Mitztarfin in the beginning of a line, and then Bo'i Rav Hoshia.
Yeah.
Okay? Bo'i Rav Hoshia, Rav Hoshia asks the following question. Let's read it the way it says, and then I'll explain how Rashi tells you what this means. Diyurin, dwellers, haboin b'shabbos, that come on Shabbos, mahu sheyeyasu, what's the halacha, do they cause prohibition, do they cause isser to carry in your area because these dwellers came on Shabbos? What kind of dwellers are coming on Shabbos? Where are they living? What are they doing? How did they get here? Rashi tells us that what's going on over here is that the wall between you and your neighbor fell down. Dwellers came on Shabbos means now the people in your neighbor's backyard have access, open access. There's no longer a wall between you and them. They have been introduced on Shabbos. And the question was, Mahu sheye asru, what's the halacha? Do they now asur you from carrying in your backyard? Now, let's think. There are two types of walls that could fall down. There's the wall of Erev Chatzeros, where essentially the entire area is enclosed, but because you have your entity and I have mine, and we didn't do an Erev Chatzeros joining by food, so we needed a wall between us. So we built a wall. A wall could be a good solid fence. A wall could be one of those roll-out construction fences, perhaps, if it has the right support so that it stays up. It could be that that's all you need. But you have a wall now between the two because they didn't do Erev Chatzeros. That wall now fell down. That's the case we're talking about. There is another type of wall. And that's the wall that separates you from the exterior, from the Rishus HaRabim, or the Carmelist, the public area, or semi-public area, which is not enclosed. Our streets, even if you don't call them a Rishus HaRabim, you call them a Carmelist, but it's a public area. If that wall fell down, that's a whole different ball game, because the leniency that's going to be employed here regarding the fence that was between you and your neighbor, that leniency is an Erev Chatzeros leniency. You'll remember by the laws of Erevin, as long as the Erev was there when Shabbos began, it was sufficient. We had that by Erev Tuchumen. As long as the foodstuff was there, Bein Hashmashos, and we're having it by Erev Chatzeros, as long as the foodstuff is there when Shabbos begins, so this wall was there when Shabbos began. The way the Gemara is phrasing the question, though, diyurin haba'im b'Shabbos, dwellers are now being introduced when? On Shabbos. The wall is falling down on Shabbos. Mahu sheye asru, does it cause prohibition? There is an interesting piece of Gemara here with a proof. I'd like to skip to the bottom of the page where the Gemara is definitive on the topic. So I'm six lines from the bottom now. Mar hu de Omar, the master once taught us, boi minei mirav Huna, or boi minei mirav Yehuda, that a question was asked from Rav Huna and from Rav Yehuda. And this was the question. Eruv derech ha-pesach v'nistam ha-pesach. If a person made an Eruv Chatzeros using a door, and now the door is definitively closed. You'll remember the logic of Eruv Chatzeros. is that I have a neighbor and we're separate. We make an Erev Chatzeiros, we declare our unity, but there has to be a way for me to get to him, him to get to me, in order to declare our unity. Normally that's done through a door. Sometimes it can be done through a window.
Portal,
it can even be done by a ladder. What's that?
Portal, right? I think it refers to
that. You could call it a portal, a small window. Good. As long as there's access. What would happen if in the beginning of Shabbos there was access, and then that access got sealed up? Some non-Jewish construction worker decided to close off the window with cinder blocks. The door becomes closed, locked in a way that it's impossible to ever open it again. The key gets thrown out. It's an old key. Unless you chiseled it open, it's locked. It's gone. Erev derech chalom v'nistam chalom. You did the Erev based on a window, and the window is now closed. Mahu, what's the law? Va'omar li, and he told me, Shabbos, kevan shehutra hutra. Shabbos, once it is permitted, it remains permitted. So this is actually an astounding analogy, because I think we were all comfortable with this principle when it came to Erev Chatzeros, access me to you. As long as at the time that we made the Erev Chatzeros, there was access, so the Erev Chatzeros declares our unity and we're unified. Over here, the reverse is happening. The wall is declaring us cordoned off from each other. And what he's saying is, as long as that cordoning off existed when Shabbos began, a leniency, a permissive ruling existed on your chatzer and on my chatzer, and we're permitted to carry in our respective areas as long as we don't cross the line that was the wall between us. It's an astounding analogy, and that's how he says it, and that's how we paskin. Itma, we learned. Koso shebein shtei chatzero shenofal. If you have a wall between 2 yards which fell, remember, the entire area is a Rishus HaYochid. It's all enclosed. That's not the issue. The issue is that there's supposed to be a wall between me and you because I didn't make an Erev Chatzeros with you. I was too flaunty. I said, no problem, we have a wall. Who needs an Erev Chatzeros? It's a little bit like I remember one year when Prusbel, with Shemitah, right? So we put Prusbels on everybody's shtender that morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and one guy says, I don't need to do a Prusbel. I never loan anybody money. What do I need a Prusbel for? Middle of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he realizes that he loaned someone $20. And suddenly he realizes, I didn't do a Prusbel. Sometimes you get very flaunty. I don't need an Erev Chatzeres. Who needs an Erev Chatzeres? I have a wall. And then the wall comes down. So or it could be very legitimately, they didn't do an Erev Chatzeros because there was no way to do an Erev Chatzeros because the wall was so good until Hurricane Sandy knocked it down. It was a good wall. They had no way to do Erev Chatzeros because there's no access me to you. In any case, what's the rule? I'm going to skip Rav's ruling because it needs quite a bit of explanation. And we pass in like Shmuel, the end of the page. Ushmuel Omar. Shmuel says, Ze mitaltel ad ikur mechitza. You're allowed to carry until the spot of your wall, your area, you're allowed to carry in. Ze mitaltel ad ikur mechitza. And you're allowed to carry in the area that was yours, your area, until your mechitza, until your wall, that's fine. Okay. Skip a line, and we'll have a little bit of a story that we'll squeeze in. Rav and Shmuel, at the end of the third line, Rav and Shmuel have a yasve b'ahi chotzer. They were sitting in a yard. Nofal gudu de beini beini. And the wall between this yard and the next yard fell down. And it has to be that wall. Because if this was the wall to the public area, you wouldn't have the leniency he's about to do. Omalu Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shikolu galima, take a cloak, a piece of clothing, nagidu bar, and affix it over there at the demarcation between me and them, in the separation. Okay? The Gemara says, Adrin Rav La'apei, Rav turned away, he didn't agree with what Shmuel was doing. Skip a line to the end of the line, Ule Shmuel Lama Liha, why does Shmuel even need to put this cloak over there? Ha'amar Zemetata L'Adikim Mechitza V'Zemetata L'Adikim Mechitza, didn't he just teach me that each one can carry in their respective yard? Because there was a wall when Shabbos began, and that's how Erev Chatzeres works. Kevin Duhutru Hutru, once it was permitted, it's permitted for the rest of Shabbos. And the Gemara answers, Shmuel Ovid Litzin Yusa Ba'amla, you're right. Shmuel only put it up as a demarcation between the two, to give me my privacy. Until now, I was sipping my iced tea in privacy. Wall fell down. I want to continue sipping in privacy. So he figured out a way to just hang up something or other. It's Tznius Ba'alma, which is a good piece of information also when it comes to mechitzas. If you're trying to build a mechitza for a specific halacha, it's restricted on Shabbos. It's bona of some sort. It's building. But if you're only putting it up because you want Tznius, that's a whole different thing. The discussion of making a mechitza between men and women on Shabbos, that type of thing. You want to be able to daven. The differences, different types of mechitzas have different rules. But in any case, this is Shmuel's ruling that it's an invisible wall. Once there was a wall, that's enough for us. And this should not be applied to the case of true mechitzas where you're differentiating between you and the Rishus HaRabim or the Karmelis. Yeshikoach, have a great day.